You are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 6, aired on Global Community Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Garland. If you have any thoughts, comments, or feedback for the show, please feel free to email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. If you need any more information on the show and where to catch up on podcasts if you missed previous episodes, that can be found on intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com. I recently introduced a new Twitter in my last episode, and that is for open forum questions. If you have any questions for guests or any questions for me or answers to those open forum questions, you can find that at Teen Girl Radio. And I also have a Facebook page called Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl. Let me know if you end up coming by there. So today is Monday, July 2nd, and I am here, just here, and I am ready to interview an important musician. So I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about rap. So rap is a form of expression that was created in 1973 and was used to present Jamaican toasts and eventually to complement hip-hop dancing. It is used today to explain or express the struggles and challenges of everyday life for each individual rapper. I like to think of it as being a writer, but it requires a skill beyond just writing. You require many abilities. You need the technological knowledge to put together a song, have the ear to detect sounds that go together to create a beat, and figuring out the words that belong to the beat. These skills and abilities are carried out wonderfully by my friend Brandon Daly. Brandon is a local rapper from Tucson here to tell you what's up. Welcome to the show, Brandon.
Thank you, Nick.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, like you said, I'm a local artist out here in Tucson, Arizona. I do lyrics for multiple genres, but primarily hip-hop, rap, as well as new metal. Music is my passion. It's my love. It's more than just a job to me. It's something that I have found through time that it's something that can really reach out to people. And you can make a strong impact, whereas a lot of the music that people hear these days that falls under those categories, a lot of people would see it as, you know, just being dumbed down or nonsense. I like to keep the true value and soul, just capture it through lyrics, strong lyricism. But I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
All right. Is there anyone you want to shout out on the show?
Heck yeah, actually. I'm going to pull up my list. Get ready, we're going to be like 20 minutes. I'm just kidding. All right, so I want to shout out the admins to one of my pages, International Musician Exposure. First, I want to shout out Aubrey Remuer, a.k.a. ATR Slays. He is a artist from Michigan who I had met back in February. And me and him grew this page together in a matter of 4 months. We got almost 8,500 people. So a big shout out to Aubrey. Dwight Miller with Plenty 420 is another one of the admins. Lyrical Murder Monster. I honestly don't know his real name. Everyone knows him as Lyrical. This guy is brilliant. Big shout out to him. Javen Luft, huge shout out. James Bradley with A Wild Beat, he's another one of our admins. Trey Brunson with Team 2, he's out there in Virginia. James Capra, shout out Botha. He's the guy who really just started the whole thing in Botha. For those who don't know, it's a growing international, but it's primarily here in the States. And it's a collection of people who brought our groups together, and I think it's going on like 18,000 people now. So it's really cool. So shout out to those guys. Dean Edward with LA Radio Live. My man Godson from Detroit. I have to shout out Tucson, Arizona 520, and everyone from TSM who got me to where I am today. Lance Witherspoon, he's a fellow artists, me and him, we were actually in the new metal band together. We're going to be working on projects here again, and we have an upcoming show up in Phoenix that's going to be in 7 weeks from now. Huge shout out to him. See, respect the underground. Huge shout out. They're the people who are going to, who got me on my biggest shows, and they're actually getting us the show up in Phoenix. So I have to shout them out. Jay Wesselhoff, that's my boy. That's my best friend right there. Rio Boy, huge shout out. He's another artist who's out here. There's actually a feature me and him, or that I got on of his. I had to shout him out because it's going to be a really cool song. It's a nice, you know, club song. Something I don't typically do, but it's really awesome. And then Obese Beats. Obese Beats is a beat producer from England, or sorry, from the UK. But he's became a really good friend throughout time, so I wanted to give him a shout out. But first and foremost, I really should say, I should have said this first, but my family. The reason why I didn't say it first right now, we're just kind of in, you know, it's our own personal thing, but I love them, and really I would not be where I am if it wasn't for my mom, you know, my sister, my older sister, my younger sister, my grandma, you know, and everybody else, everyone who's been here, been supporting me through whatever it is, any of my endeavors. Just so much love extended out to all of them. Man, I wish I could write down every single person's name. Really do. But shout out to everybody. Everyone listening here, and you too, Nikki. Big shout out to you as well.
Thank you. So Brandon, what do you think of today's rap/hip-hop music?
Well, that's one of the things, you know, I'm mixed about it. I do love the creativity. One of the things that I do is, besides being an artist, is a lot of artists come to me now, anyways, through international musician exposure, to review their music, give them, you know, ratings, and let them know what they can work on, what they're excelling at. And what I notice with a lot of today's music, especially in hip-hop and rap, is there's certain trends or waves that people will follow, and, you know, because it's popular. They see somebody making monetary gain off of it. Who doesn't want to do that same sound? You know, some people do it a little bit their own way. Others, it's just a knockoff brand. And it really, it's unfortunate to say, but it's not just hip-hop and rap. There's a lot of other genres. Country, I really love country, but I love 90s country. Today's modern country is more of like pop, you know, but people are leaning more towards the money part of it, and the entertainment part of it, opposed to the love and the art. Now, a lot of the names, well, any of the names that I have posted on, or that I shout out right now, who's an artist, those guys are exceptional. They're exceptional artists. They really take the craft. It comes from a real place. It's very authentic. You know, you can listen to any form of music. I guess I could listen to any form of music, and I know when it's artificial. You know, there is the diamond. There's the diamonds out there. So hip hop, a lot of people say, you know, it's a dying breed, or a dying genre, I should say. You know, I have to disagree. You know, I think that something, it might be going extinct, but, you know, there's artists such as myself who really, you know, it comes from a real place, talk about real things, and we do it for a purpose. I have hope in it. I have hope that it's the that kind of mentality towards people's music. I hope that stays and it lingers. Because if not, who knows where just music in general is going to lead. We've already kind of seen turns, but, you know, I like it, I don't like it. It's honestly, rap and hip-hop isn't necessarily my preference, but I love it. I think that, you know, the poetic side, writing it, is so beautiful, and it's a lot of fun. But, yeah, you know, that's kind of, you know, a scattered idea of what I think about it, you know?
Yeah. If you enjoy 90s country, what made you decide to be a rapper?
Oh, man, well, I enjoyed, grunge, you know, late 80s, early 90s, I love that. Metal, anything, you know, country, I loved it because There's elements of it that are identical to rock music. I guess what I love about it, and that's why I was in a new metal band. New metal is a genre similar to like Linkin Park. It's rock and hip hop, but I love the lyrical content. For country music and rock music, I love the soul that's in it, and I love that it's multiple people coming together to collaborate and make something that just resonates with your soul, something that's deep. It's like country music is a little bit sad. Some of it, some of it's really happy. But the fact of the matter is that it's able to reach its target market a certain way to where they want to continue to listen. For hip hop, I was 12 years old and I heard Eminem, and I've always done poetry ever since I learned how to form a compound sentence. I knew that just writing different ways and making words bounce off of each other in certain, I wanted to do something unique, but I'm not a singer. I have a terrible singing voice. It's just passable, So I knew that rock wasn't going to be my aim. But hip-hop, there's just something about it with the writing, the poetry, and I can still express those emotions, the way that you would hear in a country song or you would hear in a rock song.
Yeah.
That's just, it's, I love it.
When coming up with the lyrics, what's your inspiration?
It can be a variety of things. Really, when it comes down to it, is when somebody sends me a beat, or I'm just perusing through, the web and trying to find some sort of instrumental. I don't go off of just any of them that are thrown at me. When I hear it, it has to have something there. It has to, I guess for me, I hear a beat, and the words just kind of come out, whether it be a fast song, with fast lyrics, fast pace, then I become an instrument. I become a snare drum. I snap to a tempo at a certain fraction of a bar, and I am going to keep that rhythm and maintain that. Or if I hear a sad, slower song, maybe a little more melodic, it's just, I hear something and it has an emotion. That instrumental, that beat will have an emotion that just vibes with me. And then from there, I take a place that I was or that I am currently in, and I talk about it.
That's pretty cool. What do you love most about your job, being a rapper?
It's changed throughout the years, but originally it was, the freedom of speech, freedom of expression. And then from there, as time went on, people liking what I make, it went from that to they're hearing the things that I'm saying. And I guess it really touched me, I want to say it was 3 months ago. And somebody called me, this guy called me at like 2 a.m., random. It was so random, and I've never talked to this guy before. I said, why not? You know what? I'm going to answer this call. And I answered it, and this guy, he wanted to thank me. He said, he said that he listened to some of my lyrics and that it saved his life, that he was going through a place that I was too at one point in time, and he said that I saved his life, and it was really deep. So now music for me, it's being able to be the voice of people that don't necessarily have it, or to speak the words or say words in a certain way that people haven't thought of, that's going to, just reach them, touch them, maybe change someone's life, save a life. It's so much bigger than what people make it out to be, and I'm so blessed to have had the opportunity to experience that.
Yeah. Speaking of influential and inspirational music, is there an album in the works?
There is. It is going to be my first album. I'm 25 years old, and this will be my first album, and I'm so excited. It's been the best writing I've ever done. There's actually, within this album, there's going to be a couple of skits and a couple of spoken words. So it's tons tons and tons of writing, but it's a storyline, and it's my storyline. But the things and the messages and the plots in these songs, it's stuff that a lot of people experience themselves or have, you know, even the dark stuff, you know. And then aside from even that stuff, there is, you know, the fun, you know, like it's a good up vibe, you know. So it's kind of a fun roller coaster that scares the hell out of you, and then, you know, you get to the end and you're satisfied. That's how I see it anyways, and I'm hoping that's how it's going to play out. But we'll see. But yes, there is an album. It's going to be released towards the end of the year. I might make my birthday the release, so that'd be December 30th. I'm kind of in a toss-up. I might do it a little sooner, but we'll just, you know, we'll see where the recording process is and the mixing and mastering, because there's a lot of investments to make, but I have half a year left and I got half the work done. So
is there anyone all hopping on the tracks with you, like any guest appearances
on the album?
Yes,
more than likely not, just because I feel like an album, when it's, you know, especially for a first album, that should really just be true to the artist. However, there might be a couple of songs that will have, it depends on the guy's contract. His name, man, I'm having a brain fart here. He's a local Tucson musician. He's actually signing a contract. If it's not already signed by now, I need to get back in touch with him. But he's signing a contract to The Voice, so you'll be able to see him. And I don't know why. Calvin Jarvis. There we go. Calvin Jarvis. So I'm going to see about getting him. If anything, you know, it'll just be like one or two singers. But otherwise, I just want to keep it me. I have some features that I'm getting on other people's songs. And I'm more than happy to do that. And then any projects extending outside of this first album, such as mixtapes or, you know, an EP release or something, I'm all open for any feature. I love working with other people, especially people where the styles complement. But I feel like a first album needs to be really, for the most part, 100% the artist himself or herself.
Interesting. You were listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 6, aired on Global Community Radio. The voices you are hearing is your host, Nicole Garland, and guest, Brandon Daly. If you missed part of the show or you want to catch up on the show, all that information can be found on intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com. Any comments or feedback for the show, please email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. If you have any questions or comments or anything else for the show, you can also tweet me on Twitter at Teen Girl Radio and on my Facebook page, Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl. So I am about to play for you a track by Brandon Daly. It is called Good Vibes on SoundCloud. So real quick, Brandon, explain to us in a few words, what exactly is this song for you? What does it mean to you?
This song brings today's hip-hop and rap back into the 90s. It's an old school, what they call a boom-bap beat. You know, you'll hear, it sounds very 90s, but it's very uplifting. It's good vibes. You know, the title really explains itself, but it's sending it back in the day.
There you have it. Here is Good Vibes.
I smile at you when I hear your voice. answer in my mental. So many words to write about you, I can use up a pencil. I'm like a fast song. You give me 100 beats a minute, it's a heart attack. And I don't know how I'm living, I got bad eyes. But I swear I come to vision. I mean, you together, cutting copper with precision. I'm a whole star, I'm talking for a strap decision. But you ain't only winning, you be killing it this season. You are queen bee. And man, Lord knows I made a payment to your heart, so it will never foreclose. And so happy you support me with my music and for shows. And babe, I put you on a pedestal, no need to stay low. Every picture got you in it. When you speak, I love to listen. If you cook, I do the dishes. Ain't selfish, I'll let you finish. Your lips, I love to kiss them. Forget ladies, I don't miss them. Fuck your exes, I would miss them. Funk them all, I could miss them.
There you have it. That was Good Vibes by Brandon Daly on SoundCloud. You can find that on SoundCloud as his name is IMB Daly. You can follow him on Facebook follow him on Facebook at IMB Daly 1 and also his artist page, IMB Daly. So here we are back with Brandon again, and I wanted to ask him another question about his song. So, Brandon, how did you feel when you recorded this song?
I was feeling amazing. It was actually kind of funny because I remember having the hook, and I wanted, you know, someone who was there at the studio to record it for me. And I was telling him, you know, like doing it for him. And the producer looked over at me and he said, "Yo, man, why don't you just do that? That sounds fresh as is." I said, "Well, I don't sound that good, man." He says, "No, well, it sounds, you should just do your hook. You should just do it." So I did, and it was cool because it was one of the first, I mean, well, it was the first time at an actual studio recording it. And, you know, and after I heard the playback, I was just like, "Oh, okay, that's nice." It was so much fun. You know, I was around really cool people. You know, just everything about it was good vibes in general. It was really cool. And then, you know, not a whole lot came from it until just recently, really. The last, I took 2 years off. And so the last 4 months, you know, that song has gotten, it's gotten mad exposure. I mean, just on SoundCloud itself, I forget how many views. It's over 1,000, though. But yeah, you know, I'm really glad that people like it as much as, you know, I like it myself. You know, a lot of my other music I'm very critical about, but that song, you know, it is good vibes to me anyways, you know, other people would agree, some people don't. But yeah, when I made that song, it was just it was a good time.
So Brandon Daly is my first guest to incorporate the open forum question. So I've been doing the open forum question. This will be my third open forum question. And this is essentially to talk with my audience and my guests. So feel free to tweet me at Teen Girl Radio with your answer to this question. If you were able to live to the ripe age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old, for the last 60 years of your life, which would you choose?
That's a good question. You know, one thing with me, and for anyone who knows me, and this is kind of where some of my crowd has separated, but I've also gained followers. But some with me is I am an advocate for medical marijuana. So with that said, my mind, my memory especially, isn't all that good. However, you know, I also know, like, the importance of just, you know, your physical body, everything. Ah, man, to answer that question, you know, I think I would like to sustain my mental capacity, to be honest. Even though, man, that is really difficult.
Yeah, it is a difficult to answer. To the question, but I would have to agree with you that I would like to retain my mind, because I feel like in this world you kind of need your mind versus your body. And that is the open forum question for this week. Feel free to tweet me at Teen Girl Radio with your comments and questions about the show. You are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 6. Any comments or feedback for the show, you can also email me at intellectualthoughtsofateengirl at gmail.com. You can also look at my website and check that off for podcast information at intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com. And follow me on Facebook, Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl. Brandon, tell the audience what's going on in your life.
Which part?
Anything. Anything you feel like sharing with the audience.
Well, I guess a general, you know, summary, a general overlook of it is, you know, I do music, and, you know, some people see me as larger than life. Some people see me as just another local who's, you know, trying to do something. You know, and you see people's, you know, they're, so you hear it, you see it, you know, people's thoughts about who you are, especially when you're trying to, or when you are putting yourself out there into the world to hear you, to see you. And so that can lead to, you know, a lot of either, you know, self-doubt, or it can be very encouraging. And so through this path, you know, I hold my faith. You know, I believe that I'm being guided, you know, towards whatever it may be. Whatever it may be, all I know is I've gone through, you know, a lot of people have gone through more than I have. I've gone through experiences. Some have experienced, some haven't. You know, ups and downs, but it's always led me back to this. And you know, I guess I've been tested. My faith, what I believe in, has been tested, and I hold firm, and I hope that anybody who is in a position where, you know, they're either unsure or they're very sure, either way, you know, just take hold of what you believe in and what you love in this life, because you learn as time goes on that life is very delicate, it's very fragile, it's very important. You realize the value of time. Time is one of those things where it's not real, but it is the most important thing that we have.
Yeah.
So just manage your time and do the things you want to. Surround yourself with good people and experience a good vibe.
Yeah. Thank you, Brandon, for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This is dope. This is really cool. Thank you very much.
And remember, in this crazy mixed up world where you think nobody cares, I do. Be good. Have a good night, and thank you for listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 6, aired on Global Community Radio. This is your host, Nicole Garland.